This is the Voice of Sacramento.
The Voice, where it is time once again to turn on the twirl. Good afternoon. This is Twirl, the finest music from the rock era. I'm Mike Litzkin.
I'm Amber Alexander.
Hey, Amber, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
Doing pretty good. You know, you're listening to Sacramento's community radio, The Voice 88.7 here in Sacramento and wherever you are at twirlradio.com. Welcome back to the show, Amber. It's been a while.
Oh, I'm excited to be here. You know, the only reason why I come out here is when really special stuff is going to come.
Why don't you tell us what's happening? What is so special about today, young lady?
Well, we've got some wonderful special guests that are going to be visiting with us today very, very soon.
Okay, I guess you're not going to say it. I'll say it. Today is Corner Laughers Day here in Sacramento, California, and at twirlradio.com. The Corner Laughers are making their grand return to the show. They haven't been here in about a year, year and a half maybe, and they're playing a gig out in Davis, California tonight. That is just across the causeway, west of Sacramento in Davis. They're playing also with the Adrian West Trio and the legendary band from Davis, Preoccupied Pipers, which features Casey Bowman of the band. And I know Carla and Quay are on the way. In fact, I think they're really, really close.
Any second, they could be just rolling in.
Yeah. and they got their entourage with them. But why don't we start by playing some of their music, give them a chance to warm up and get all settled in here in Sacramento. Hopefully we can show them the same kind of hospitality that we always have in the past. Let's start you off with a Corner Laughers track, Chicken Bingo, here on The Twirl.
Us where we came from, we said San Francisco. They asked again, we said outer space. I'm telling you, we're not good with risks, oh, but let us see your face. It gives us sense of place. Can we play a game, maybe chicken?
90.7, The Voice and the Corner Laughers with Chicken Bingo off of Poppy Seeds. And right now here in Sacramento in the Twirl Studios, I have 75% of the band. I've got, I'll let these guys introduce themselves. Who's all here today?
Charles Thomas Crabtree III, and I play the drums. Thank you.
Awesome.
I'm Coy. I play the bass.
Not Coy the third?
The first.
First, I think.
And Carly Kane, the first, as far as I know.
Well, welcome to back to the show. It's been, gosh, not you, Carla, but for you guys, first time in like a year, year and a half or so, maybe?
Yeah, we haven't been to Sacramento since early 2013.
Wow.
Sadly.
Well, you've had a lot on the plate between then and now, right?
We have. It's been busy.
Carla's on your show all the time, so
that's true.
I think people in Sacramento are getting sick of us. So.
I'm like practically
we're
the
trying
mayor.
To space it out a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Don't want to jump the shark on Twirl because that, you know, many careers have been ruined on the show. So
careers have been made, careers have died.
It's kind of an organic thing here. So what brings you to Sacramento? Let's get the fun stuff out of the way. Well, let's get the fun stuff out of the way now. What's going on today and tonight?
So we are playing with Casey, who is our fourth member, who isn't here with us right now because he is setting up. We're playing with his other band, Preoccupied Pipers, and another friend of ours' band, the Adrian West Trio. We're all playing outside, free concert in downtown Davis, and it's actually a fundraiser for the Davis Art Center.
Very nice. Yeah, Davis, for those who are outside the area, is a college town home to the University of California, Davis, and it's just a few miles west of Sacramento, so we're within striking distance. And, you know, you and I, Carla, talked about this a couple weeks ago when you were on the show, but I've never had all four Corner Laughers in this room at the same time. I think there's some kind of security thing going on.
Yeah, it's we're very high security, you know, we have to, it's like...
if there's a tragic event... Then
exactly. It's like the vice president can't be on Air Force
like
One.
Leonard Skinner style.
Yeah. Which is very likely. I mean, to be honest.
Why are we allowed to play on the stage together, though?
Oh.
It's the only time.
Oh.
Well, I'm thinking maybe Twirl Radio is actually more dangerous than the show itself.
I don't know.
Well, the thing is that when we're all together, it's so awesome that if it's a small room, you know, outside in a plaza, it's okay.
Gotcha. There's room to let it air out.
Yeah. It's really for your safety.
I do appreciate that. But so today, Casey's absent. There's been other times when Casey's been here.
Yeah.
So Casey, of course, is the guitarist. Casey Bowman, as we all know, guitarist for the Corner Laughers. And he is one of the founding members of Preoccupied Pipers.
That's right. And he's a Davis, grew up in Davis. His parents are still there, so... It's a hometown show for him.
Nice, nice. Hometown prodigal son returns. That's really good news. So what can we expect from the show tonight, top to bottom, or bottom to top, or however we do this?
Music from three bands.
Okay, set the bar right there.
Probably a lot of laughter and love. Maybe a few tears, the joyous kind. I don't know.
We're hoping.
Preoccupied Pipers are pretty wacky sometimes, so... You never really know what to expect with those guys. The lineup changes. The set list could vary wildly.
The chord changes?
Yeah.
Everything.
You really can't prepare.
You never know what you're going to get.
I like that. I like that a lot. I saw them, first time I ever saw you guys, I think they were playing right before you. It was at a pizza place in Davis about, I don't know, 4 years ago or so.
Oh, that was, yeah, I remember that.
So
yeah.
You guys are not strangers to one another.
Oh, no.
They're wildly unpredictable, and you can count on us to be the exact same band every time. So it's good.
We know what we're getting.
Yeah.
Now, is this the first Corner Laughers gig in a while? Haven't heard much on the Corner Laughers front.
We've done a few shows, but they've been like daytime library shows around the Bay Area. So this is our first evening show in quite a while.
Nice, nice. And, Coy, Charlie, first time back on the show. How have you guys been? What's new in your world? I mean, Carla's been here 2 weeks ago, very recently. What about you guys?
Good. I mean, the band caught a serious case of the babies, and it's contagious, so that's why you never see anyone at the same time, and people are coming and going. We always look tired. Started playing day shows instead of night shows, so.
We're all grown up together, I guess, that kind of thing.
I think so, yeah.
But musically, you guys have been really super active.
Pretty busy, yeah. I mean, we've been recording slowly but surely. Been playing in other bands, and let's see, we've been filming a movie. sort of.
Oh, tell me about this. This is a baseball movie?
Yes. Yeah. Well, maybe Charlie can explain.
I don't know if I can explain it, but William Clear of William Clear and the Marvelous
Fellows. I know you've
played
some of his songs. Yes. So. Yeah.
He is directing a movie called Deadball.
Deadball.
About the Deadball era and the Deadball home run champion at the time.
Is this Babe Ruth or is this prior to Babe Ruth?
Prior.
This is old.
He actually held the record until Babe Ruth broke it.
Wow. What was his total of home runs, out of curiosity?
Well, I think his season home run record was, I'm going to get it wrong, was like 26 or something like that.
Oh, wow. So that was a lot in those
days. No, it must have been higher than that. I think it was.
No, it was in the 20s, I think.
I think it was like 26.
Wow.
And that record stood until Babe Ruth, I guess. And he was the home run leader for, I guess, many years.
Yeah, because this is like, what, 1880s?
Yep.
And you guys are all in this movie about the dead ball era.
Charlie is the star, so.
Wouldn't call it a star, but I'm in it.
He's the home run king.
This is true.
Oh, that's nice. So what was the character's name? We got to know.
Go ahead. Well, Ned Williamson is his name, but I don't know the other characters. It's like following Albert Spalding.
Yes, he's kind of
like
the villain.
Inventor of modern day baseball.
Gotcha.
And how he took it from, you know, a loose game. But people, this is going to get boring.
No, no, that's okay.
We promised we wouldn't go into sport talk.
That's true.
But here we are. Let me put on my A's cap for this. Okay, sports talk it is.
Yeah. So anyways, it's kind of the birth of modern era baseball.
Wow. So how did you get into this? That's what I'm really curious, because you guys are a rock band from San Francisco, and now you're doing a movie about baseball. How did that happen?
William Clear is a baseball nerd. I love baseball too, but he's like, you know, like a serious, serious baseball nerd.
So that's how it happens.
That's how it happens.
Okay, if you look right over here, you're going to see another one right there.
His name Mike.
Right? He had the hat on for just a second, and they whipped it off just in case someone was looking. So they're not too rare. They're floating around.
They're floating around.
One in the room, we do.
I would be a semi one, but not compared maybe to Mike or William Clear.
No, I think William Clear is probably the man. I'm just like, you know, when the mood strikes, I'd rather sit around and listen to music than baseball games most of the time.
It's actually a pretty good story. You should have him in to talk about it sometime.
Yeah, actually, that would be pretty cool.
Okay.
How it lines up from what was happening back then to kind of today's issues of baseball. And it actually ties in very well. It would be a good story to tell.
So in those days, were they like testing people for snuff instead of steroids or something?
No, but there was a whole thing about Albert Spalding not wanting them to keep stats because it would encourage cheating or like gambling.
It's kind of like my radio show.
Exactly. Yeah. Are you taking steroids? Are you show?
No, it's the snuff.
Well, this is good stuff. So the Corner Laughers have been super busy on the baseball front and
exactly.
as well as the music front. And Coy, you sent me a treasure trove of songs in mostly related projects, not exactly all Corner Laughers stuff.
Yes, I did. Thought maybe we'd play a Preoccupied Pipers track next.
Yeah, that'd be a great way to kick off the evening since they are on the bill tonight. What's a good one to play?
And I think number 15, did you happen to listen to this to make sure there's no swear words in it? I can't remember now.
Not that close.
Let's go with number 15.
Okay, what's it called?
Snake Town.
Snake Town by Preoccupied Pipers.
Edward Snowden.
Oh yeah, Brother Tucker, we're gonna show you the light.
And you think that we wanna be here?
Brother, let me tell you what's right.
Shake it down, shake it down, shake it down. Shake it down, shake it down, shake it down. Shake it down, shake it down, shake it down, down. Shake it down, shake it down, shake it down.
Took us 15 years to pay off all our loans while Dennis Rodman sets a pick on old Kim Jong-Jones.
Low down.
take it to the breakdown. Lowbrow, gonna shove it in the snow.
Which one deals with the libido? Shirking, not working while I'm watching cat videos. Haters gotta hate, then snitters gotta snit. But you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
Take down. What you calling me a fake now? Take down. Take it all away, snake.
.7 The Voice. Now, one of the bands that's going to be on tonight's Bill and Davis, Preoccupied Pipers. That's Casey Bowman's band and Snaketown. So we covered the baseball thing. Are you guys actually working on a new Corner Laughers album? What's the
yes,
story on that?
Yes, we are. Part? We are about halfway through.
Wow.
We know what we want to do. It's just finding the matching schedules to be able to actually finish recording it.
Our producer moved his studio like about 100 miles south. So yeah.
Up to the mountain.
Up to the mountain, yeah. Maybe not 100 miles, but it sounds better. Probably more like 30 miles. But
Mystery Mountain Studios.
It's a mystery, so, you know.
He left the city and moved literally onto the top of a mountain.
That is pretty cool. Does that affect your recording or the vibe during the recording at all when you're at Mystery Lawn?
I've never recorded.
Charlie hasn't recorded yet, so I hope you can go there and record soon. We recorded a few tracks there. It's really nice. I mean, it's beautiful.
Wow. Sounds nice. That's Alan Clapp that we're referring to of the Orange Peels. Producer extraordinary. Gives you guys the big Mystery Lawn sound. What's the overall theme of the album? What are we looking for your next album?
Well, it's not California focused like the last one. So it'll be a little different, but you know, it's still us, so
it's kind of girl power focused.
Yes,
I think is the sneaking in
it actually is
current of it.
Ah,
so
intriguing, kind of just asserting a little more, I guess.
I don't know, it's just a lot of female characters kind of seeming to turn up in the songs. And
interesting, similar sound to what we've heard, or are you changing anything up?
Yeah, I mean, it still sounds like us. I think we're kind of eclectic with style from album to album anyway. But, you know, it's still pop music, so
gotcha.
Nothing too crazy. There is a reggae song, though.
That'd be cool. So you've recorded it without drums or without Charlie's drums so far?
Well, he had already done the drums at the old studio.
Oh, I see.
So we did some of the singing.
It's going to be a reggae song.
Yeah, how did you pirate it and turn it into a reggae song, Koi?
Well, I just waited until Charlie wasn't there and then put reggae guitars on it.
It's really kind of true.
That is kind of interesting when you think about it. You're playing with one mindset and then you guys turn it into something else.
That's funny.
You just kind of show up to
it's a lot of weed.
And all of a sudden it's a Corner Laugher reggae song, which sounds much more ridiculous than it actually is. Actually,
it's
over the top.
Pretty much there. Corner Laugher sounding, but
I could actually visualize that, you know.
We'll play it tonight, so you'll get to.
Oh, very good. Very good. You going to play some new stuff and old? Are you going to kind of mix them up?
Yeah.
A lot of new stuff.
Quite a lot, actually, yeah.
Almost all the new songs from the new album are at this point in the set list.
Ah, nice.
If we don't chicken out.
No, don't chicken out.
All right, we won't.
That's very cool. So how long of a set do you think you'll have tonight?
Oh, probably, you know, 40 minutes at standard.
Okay.
Until
Once we decide to start jamming.
Yeah, reggae jamming.
You can turn to one of those NorCal jam bands.
That's
you
know? Right. We'll turn For the Sake of the Cat into like a 20-minute epic guitar showdown.
I could absolutely see that. My goodness. So how long have you been in Sacramento now? I mean, it seems like you've covered a lot of ground, but I don't think you've been here all that long yet.
Today.
But you guys ate at like my favorite vegetarian restaurant. You visited the state capitol.
For like 5 minutes, we visited the state capitol. Yeah, that's pretty much so far.
That's a pretty good
major
day so
attractions,
far.
Yeah.
Showing the baby all the good sights.
Yeah, I wish we had more time. I really like Sacramento.
Yeah, you guys, it's almost like a second home away from home.
And I really like Davis, too. So, looking forward to that as well.
And Davis is such a great town. I mean, that's, you know, like any college town, that would be a music town for sure.
Yeah, the last time we played there, it was great. That pizza parlor by day, nightclub by night. That was actually a cool venue. There was a lot of people, a good crowd.
Some of the best stuff happens in pizza parlors, I gotta say.
I guess so. Huh?
So when are you looking for a release for the album? Do you have any kind of schedule
it
yet?
Sort of just depends on...
At this rate, probably like 2020.
Okay.
We're doing like, at this point, maybe like two songs a year average.
Hoping early next year. But, you know.
Well, we'll keep playing the hits until that comes out then.
Yes, please do.
Keep on playing those hits. So why don't we take a listen to another song that you guys have provided for me. What?
The horn.
You know what? Song. Go ahead, Charlie. You pick.
Yeah, call him.
I want to pick the drinking horn. It's an Anton Barbo song.
And which one's
the Corner Lovers?
And which one's that? Which track number?
Looks like it's number one.
Number one. Okay. And we've played this on the show before. This one's really interesting because kind of the one where it says you can have, if I'm reading the lyrics right, this is like the song that says you can have both creationism and science together and they all work just fine.
Well, why not?
Okay, so let's give it a go. This is Anton Barbo plus the Corner Laughers and Drinking Horn.
In the beginning was the great big bang, and it was good and all the angels sang. When I arrived to lead the caveman gang, look at me go, look at me go. And in the Bible on page 23, a photograph of Eve, the snake, and me. We're eating apples, drinking mushroom tea. Look at me go, look at me go.
I interrupted Anton. Sorry. 88.7 The Voice, Anton Barbo with the Corner Laughers and Drinking Horn. I am here with the Corner Laughers. Was there another version of this? I could swear I've heard a slightly different arrangement of this.
Yes.
But were you guys all on both versions? How'd that work out? Or was it just Anton on the other?
This is the original version that we played on, and then he re-recorded it with his current band, 3 Minute Tease, which it's on their new album, which you have. I forget the name. By the Hand.
Yes. That was a spectacular band too. That's a great band. It's a kind of a rare song that can combine cavemen and Dick Cheney and just all and drinking and all that good stuff. Have you guys got any plans for any European travel? I know you guys seem to go over there every couple of years and play and hang out with Anton.
Well, we did that last summer.
Okay.
I would like to think so. It's hard now with the baby, but maybe after the new album comes out.
Sounds good. Yeah, that puts her time schedule onto everything, I guess. You kind of work around her schedule.
Yeah, but she's pretty easygoing, so.
Well, that's good. I am here with the Choir Laughers. I'm here with Coy Wynn, Carla Kane, and Charlie Crabtree. We're going to take a short break. They're playing in Davis tonight at the East Street Plaza, and it's a festival for the arts. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but stay with us, and we'll have more Choir Laughers music after these.
Do you have something to say? Say it here. Your community voice, the voice of Sacramento.
That we could stay like this. We stand together under all
brand new Corner Laughers music, Midsummer. I am here with the Corner Laughers, Carla, Coy, and Charlie. So Midsummer, we're in Midsummer now. Sounds like a perfect time to play it. What is that song about?
Partially inspired by when we went to England, the whole band, a couple years ago, and we spent some time in Avebury, England. It wasn't Midsummer, so obviously there's more inspiration than just that, but that was part of it. And last summer, we actually went to visit relatives over in Sweden and Finland for Midsummer, and that was really cool. So partially things like that.
Isn't that more of a tradition in Scandinavia? I mean, it's
it's a huge holiday there.
That's really cool. Midsummer, S-O-M-M-A-R, but, you know, hey, here we are Americanizing it. The other songs for the new album, are they all written? Is everything?
Yeah, I think so, unless we change our mind and write a bunch of new ones. But as far as I know, I pretty much have the songs I want to do, and we've done, I think, 5, and we'll probably do 10 for the final album.
Nice. Total. Do we have a working title for the album? And if so, can it be shared? That's like 2 questions.
I'm going to keep it secret for now.
Okay. I like that better. You know, also, I didn't want you to spill the beans, and I was hoping that even if you didn't have a working title, you would just have this air of mystery about it.
It's a secret to me. I don't even know.
Well, you probably forgot.
Oh, okay. I did know at one point.
I think so. Okay. I think we were just talking about it.
But Charlie, aren't you kind of the
He's
one
He's mysterious
who's,
too, yeah. so.
Aren't you the one who's kind of on the need-to-know basis around here?
Yeah, totally. I know nothing, but it's fine.
It's safer, though. It's a lot safer. So we said we're going to hear some new songs tonight. Are there any songs we're going to hear tonight that have not been recorded yet?
I think they've all been recorded, but not...
demo versions or something?
But not, you know, nobody's heard them yet.
Gotcha.
Except that one.
So this is like the public unveiling tonight. That's very, very cool. Are we expecting a pretty decent crowd out there in Davis?
I hope so. I know Preoccupied Pipers have a lot of fans. All of them were in a band called Lawsuit, which was really big in Davis back in the day. So
very, very cool. And then speaking of Casey Bowman type projects, last time I saw any of you guys on stage was actually last November at the Starry Plow, and Casey was sort of sitting in with your crosstown rivals, the Bye Bye Blackbirds.
Oh, that Bye Bye Blackbirds.
I'm trying to foster this rivalry. This is like an A's Angels thing.
Yes, and even better is that Charlie's sitting in with them for a few upcoming shows, so he'll be like fighting himself, which is the best situation you can get, really.
Well, Bradley was here on the show after that, and he had some choice words about you guys, too. Actually, not you guys. He had some choice words about Agony Ants.
Right.
Yes. Corner Laughers, it's totally different.
Everybody loves the Corner Laughers. Right. I know the Agony Ants are a little tougher.
Yeah. Oh, very tough.
Look, I am in the band for a couple shows, and just wait till you see the havoc that I rain down upon that band. You're going to bring them down from the inside.
Oh, you're a mole. You're infiltrating the band.
I've only got a couple shows to play with them, so like I got to really make the most of my time. So.
Well, that's how it usually works. You're kind of like a double agent. Mm-hmm. Well, with you guys, you're like all triple, quadruple agents, really.
At least.
What bands are you guys all in again?
Gosh, okay. Corner Laughers, Agony Ants, William Clear and the Marvelous Fellas, Allison Faith Levy's Big Time Tot Rock, Andy Z's Andyland Band, Bye Bye Blackbirds. Am I missing any?
Alan Clapp
and his orchestra is kind of on hiatus, but...
That's right. And, of course, Preoccupied Pipers.
Preoccupied Pipers. And then we, you know, do guest appearances on other things as well, so...
That is very cool indeed. Multi-talented, multi-banded people. You of the multiple bands. Why don't we take and listen to something else? You guys call it. Do you want to hear something broader? Or one of them?
Let's play this track number 14. This is a cover of an 80s song that we did for a tribute album that's coming up, which I know you've heard of because you're friends with
with Andrew Curry. Yes.
This is Andrew Curry's Here Comes the Rain Again album.
Awesome.
It's not out yet.
Cute video for that. The video's out, though. Very cute video.
That's true. There's a video that Casey and Ned put together. They're both in the Preoccupied Pipers.
So this is a Corner Laffers. This is a Corner Laffers cover here. They're Corner Laffers are covering somebody famous. Why don't we not announce it? Let everybody be surprised. How's that? Here we go. Here's the Corner Laffers covering something really well known. The voice of the Corner Laffers, Alter Ego, Agony Ants, and Back to Back Bill from the Big Cinnamon album. I almost forgot the name there. That's kind of crazy I did. I'm back here. Charlie had to leave. He's set up drums. He's got like all this hardware he's got set up. And we're still here with Carla and Coy and Octavia. Octavia was kind of... She kind of was on the radio show 2 weeks ago when you were on, Carla. She was there in the background. A lot of fun.
She likes to chime in from time to time.
She's never been on a real radio show before, and I'm still not sure this is it either, but it's going to be...
Well, actually, she was on KZSU, Stanford Radio.
Oh, was she?
A while ago.
So she's like the youngest radio veteran I've ever met. Well, if we can get her to say something, that would be just spectacular.
Well,
hey, little girl. Let's see if we can get her up to the microphone here.
Well, you don't she's grab grabbing the microphone.
Well, she's just taking charge of her radio career. Right here. That was good. Very good. Okay, so we've now heard what Octavia sounds like. And did you name her that because she's got a couple different octaves there? I mean,
partially.
That was certainly an octave there. So we just played Agony Ants with Back to Back Bill, and before that we played your cover of... Oh, now she wants to talk. Okay, so what else is going on, Octavia? Come on, let's let the world know the real dirt. She's grabbing the mic. She's got that soapbox here, using her First Amendment rights. I think we can hear her. All right. She wants the mic. Doesn't know if she wants to talk on it or not, but she definitely wants that mic.
She probably wants to chew it.
Well, it is kind of soft and fuzzy. You know, that might be the thing. Aww. So anyway, we heard your cover of Our House by Madness, and that was for the upcoming 80s tribute album by Andrew Curry. What made you guys decide to pick that one? That was a very, very cool cover.
I don't know. He sent, you know, a list of some ideas, and that one just stood out to me right away. I just could picture us having a lot of fun with it.
And you did, and I don't know if I've ever heard that particular song covered before. You guys might have been onto a first there.
That would be cool.
We'll call it a first.
Yeah, I don't know any versions off the top of my head.
And then when you slipped out of the room, we played some Agony Ants. And I got to ask you, how do you know when a song is an Agony Ants song or a Corner Laughers song? And how do you know when you're going to do an Agony Ants album or a Corner Laughers album?
Well, we've been kind of alternating them. So, like, Poppy Seeds came out, let's see, Greater Miranda, Agony Ants came out 2010. So then we did Poppy Seeds 2012, Agony Ants last year, and now we're kind of working more on Corner Laughers. Corner Laughers tends to be mostly me doing the songwriting and singing lead. And then Agony Ants, it's a lot of collaboration, but it's also a lot of Casey leadership, I'd say. And we also record Agony Ants at Casey's studio in Oakland.
Ah, okay. So you have a different sound. Yeah, that's that does not seem to carry... No, it does carry the Mystery Lawn imprint, but just not recorded at Mystery Lawn Mountain.
Right.
Gotcha. And yeah, definitely Casey's all over that one. You guys have a great vocal blend. It reminds me of... I can't put a finger on it, but it reminds me of something from the early 70s, some bubblegum pop or something. I can't quite put a finger on it, but you guys have this unique blend.
Yeah, it's really, really fun to... record Agony Ants songs because of the harmonies.
Yeah, that's something that I guess you're right. You don't hear a whole lot of harmonizing on the Corner Laughers album. Not that way anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of me harmonizing with me, and there's always some Coy and Casey and Alan singing, but Agony Ants kind of has the dual lead vocal thing, which is really nice.
And then you had a lot of guests on the Agony Ants album, too. I mean, You're So Vague, that was two vocalists who are not even in any of your typical songs.
Right.
That was the Yacht Rock song. That was very, very cool.
Oh, yes. So that's Alan Clapp and William Clear, the aforementioned baseball nerd, singing on that one.
And who wrote that song?
Charlie.
Well, it was Alan started it and wrote... you know, the sort of the idea and the melody in the chorus, and then Charlie ended up writing a lot of the lyrics, and Casey wrote some of the music too.
Very good. That's quite a collaboration. Now, I should ask him when he's here, but has Charlie written any other songs with you guys? I don't know if I've seen his credits?
Let's see. He and I wrote some of the lyrics to Transamerica Pyramid. And there's a song that we haven't recorded yet for the new album that he wrote some of the lyrics to.
Very good.
I can look forward to some more gems from Charlie.
Well, that's pretty spectacular. I'm here with Carla Coy and Octavia of the Corner Laughers. And again, tell us a little bit about the show tonight. What time? What can we expect? Who's on it?
So the show, I believe, starts at 7 and goes until 10. Outdoors, free. Should be a beautiful evening weather-wise. Corner Laughers play first, and then I think Preoccupied Pipers, and then Adrian West Trio. Yeah.
That should be pretty spectacular. So you guys are the out-of-town band this time.
Yes.
Very, very nice. What's Adrian West Trio like? I haven't heard them before.
He plays the violin, That's really cool. And I believe they also played at the pizza place with us, but it was quite a few years ago.
Oh, wow. That would be very, very cool. Well, yeah. We'll definitely get a chance to hear all of them tonight. I can't believe our hour is almost up. Have to ask you the question. I asked you 2 weeks ago, Carla, so I guess it's a Coy question.
Yeah, still eggplant. For me.
Still eggplant. So, Coy, what's your favorite food, and then what's Octavia's favorite food?
Well, right now I'm into cereal. What's the cereal we love?
Heritage Flakes.
I think I've had that. Is that the one that comes in the big soft bag? It's like an extra large.
It might. We get it from the bulk bin, so it always comes in a bag. But I think maybe they sell it like that.
Boy, that one is real good. It's got like all those ancient grains in it. Yeah, right?
Sure does.
Yeah. I'm hungry for breakfast for dinner right now. And at this point, what's Octavia into?
So she really loves avocados, and she also likes noodles, like rice noodles, quite a bit.
She's a woman of discerning taste.
And she likes curry, actually.
Wow. Now, that I wouldn't have expected from a baby.
Yeah. She likes flavors.
Good for her. Yeah. I don't think I liked curry till I was older than 1 year old myself. That's pretty impressive. So where can my listeners find out more about the Corner Laughers, Agony Ants, and whatever else you want to talk about?
Cornerlaughers.com is the easiest place to find. And I think we have a link to Agony Ants on there.
Okay.
Agony Ants is also on Bandcamp. And, you know, iTunes and CD Baby and all those places. And then we're also on Facebook and Twitter.
So they can friend you and they can find you.
Please do, yes.
Awesome. They can buy your music. I believe the Corner Laughers are going to be hitting it hard in 2014, 2015, et cetera, et cetera. You guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight.
Of course.
Thank you.
This has become such a fun tradition, like your first stop before your Sacramento shows. Yeah. I hope we do this every time.
Yes, me too.
Absolutely. So what should we hear as we end the segment here? You call it. It could be off of what you sent me. It could be off of Poppy Seeds, or it could be off of Big Cinnamon. You call it.
Well, it's okay. Oh, which one should we play next?
Uh-oh. Baby's cranky about it.
Uh-oh. I'd like to hear that.
Which one?
Number two.
Numero dos.
It's not the Corner Laughers. It's our friends, the Honey Wilders, featuring Aaron Madsen, our original lead guitarist and producer, and Carla's also singing backup on this one.
Nice. And what's the name of the track?
More Than This.
Okay, thanks, guys, and we'll see you tonight in Davis.
Thank you.
Gotta seal it. got turned around. But Sunday's over now. And about the same time it was last week. So open your eyes. It ain't no surprise to peel through all these lines of everything you made yourself believe. I've been so heartless just to take us to kill. But still,
if you're hearing this, there's no telling how many other people are hearing this as well. Get your voice heard on the Voice of Sacramento.